Welcome to American Family Field in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second, the left fielder, Mark Canha. Batting third, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Mark Vientos. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Luis Guillerme. Batting ninth, the catcher, James McCann. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carlos Carrasco. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Christian Yelich. Batting second, the shortstop, Willie Adames. Batting third, the first baseman, Rowdy Tellez. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Luis Urias. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Colton Wong. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Andrew McCutchen. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Keston Ayura. Batting eighth, the catcher, Omar Narvaez. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Tyrone Taylor. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Aaron Ashby. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nimmo strikes out swinging. One out. Mark Canha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canha hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Canha moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alonso strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. That is ball 4. Escobar is on with a walk. Canha moves to third. Lindor moves to second. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McNeil softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yelich hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Yelich is out. One out. Willie Adames is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Adames hits a drive into left field. That ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tellez strikes out swinging. Two outs. Luis Urias is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Urias hits a ground ball towards the mound. Carrasco throws to first, and Urias is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vientos hits a fly ball towards left. Yelich makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Guillerme hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Guillerme is out. Two outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McCann hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McCann is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wong hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Wong is safe at second with a double. Andrew McCutchen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCutchen hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. McCutchen is safe at second with a double. Wong scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Keston Ayura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ayura strikes out swinging. 1 out. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Narvaez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. McCutchen scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ground ball towards third. Escobar throws to second to get Narvaez. Taylor is on first. 2 outs. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelich is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Yelich is on with a walk. Taylor moves to second. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Taylor scores. Yelich moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tellez is 0 for 1 in the game. Tellez hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Peter Strzelecki replaces Aaron Ashby as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a line drive, softly, towards third. Urias makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kenha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kenha strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lindor softly hits a ground ball in front of the plate. There's the throw to first, and Lindor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Urias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Urias is 0 for 1 in the game. Urias hits a ground ball towards the mound. Carrasco throws to first, and Urias is out. 1 out. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wong hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Carrasco covering, and Wong is out. 2 outs. Andrew McCutchen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCutchen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. McCutchen is on with a walk. Keston Ayura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ayura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayura hits a pop-up beyond second. Guillerme gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Escobar hits a fly ball towards right. McCutchen is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Hobie Milner replaces Peter Strzelecki as pitcher. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Narvaez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Narvaez hits a fly ball towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. 1 out. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yelich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yelich strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vientos is 0-for-1 in the game. Vientos hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. 1 out. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillerme is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillerme is called out on strikes. 2 outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McCann is 0-for-1 in the game. McCann hits a fly ball towards right. McCutcheon is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Trevor Williams replaces Carlos Carrasco as pitcher. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Adams is safe at second with a double. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tellez is 0-for-2 in the game. Tellez hits a pop-up beyond second. Guillerme gets back and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Urias is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Urias is 0-for-2 in the game. Urias strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wong hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Adams scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Andrew McCutcheon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McCutcheon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. McCutcheon is on with a walk. Wong moves to second. Keston Ayura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ayura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ayura is hit by the pitch. Wong moves to third. McCutcheon moves to second. Ayura is on first. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Narvaez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Narvaez hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Escobar makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nimmo is 0-for-2 in the game. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brad Boxberger replaces Hobie Milner as pitcher. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kenha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kenha is hit by the pitch. Kenha is on first. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Kenha moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso hits a drive into center field. Going, gone. Ken Ha scores. Lindor scores. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McNeil is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeil strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Mets 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Joely Rodriguez replaces Trevor Williams as pitcher. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yelich hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Yelich is out. Two outs. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adams is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Adams is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0-for-2 in the game. Vientos hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. One out. Taylor Rogers replaces Brad Boxberger as pitcher. Darren Ruff pinch hits for Luis Guillerme batting 8th. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. That is ball 4. Ruff is on with a walk. James McCann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McCann is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. McCann is on with a walk. Ruff moves to second. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-3 in the game. That is ball 4. Nimmo is on with a walk. McCann moves to second. Tyler Naquin pinch runs for Darren Ruff batting 8th. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ken Ha strikes out swinging. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindor hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Naquin scores. McCann scores. Nimmo scores. A grand slam home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alonso strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff McNeil moves from right fielder to second baseman. Tyler Naquin moves from pinch runner to right fielder. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tellez is 0-for-3 in the game. Tellez hits a fly ball towards left. Ken Ha makes the catch for the out. One out. Trevor May replaces Joely Rodriguez as pitcher. Luis Urias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Urias is 0-for-3 in the game. Urias hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wong is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wong strikes out swinging. Two outs. Andrew McCutchen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McCutchen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. he's got one RBI. McCutchen hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Urias moves to second. Jace Peterson pinch hits for Keston Iura batting seventh. Jace Peterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Brewers 4. The Mets will come to bat. Matt Busch replaces Taylor Rogers as pitcher. Jace Peterson pinch hit for DH and is now DH. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Escobar hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Escobar is out. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0 for 3 in the game. Vientos strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Adam Ottavino replaces Trevor May as pitcher. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Narvaez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Narvaez is out. One out. Garrett Mitchell pinch hits for Tyrone Taylor batting ninth. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mitchell hits a ball towards third. Escobar can't make the play in time. Mitchell gets a base hit. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yelich is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. There goes Mitchell, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Yelich strikes out swinging. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Willie Adams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Adams is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Mitchell scores. It's 7-5, Mets. Edwin D. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tellez is 0 for 4 in the game. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Brewers 5. The Mets will come to bat. Brent Suter replaces Matt Busch as pitcher. Garrett Mitchell moves from pinch hitter to center fielder. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Naquin hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Naquin is out. One out. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCann hits a fly ball towards right. McCutchen is there to make the catch. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nimmo hits a pop-up beyond short. Adams gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Urias is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Urias is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Urias hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Urias is out. One out. Colton Wong is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wong is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wong strikes out swinging. Two outs. Andrew McCutchen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McCutchen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McCutchen strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from American Family Field in Milwaukee.